systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Monday, September 20th, 2010. My name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And I'm Beat.
And you're Beat?
Beat like a limp dick.
Like Daniel Browning Smith.
Like Daniel Browning Smith.
Jesus Christ.
Junior, I think.
How's it going, panel?
I'm good.
Panel
good.
Consisting of my girlfriend and my roommate.
I am better than your roommate, it seems. So.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not dying. I had the day off, so.
That remains to be decided on how well you do tonight on this show.
Oh, yeah?
On
me?
This game
what?
Show, this episode 402 of this comedy game show podcast.
Are you judging me?
The Jam Hole. No, we do have a panel of judges, though, on the couch back here.
Wonderful.
We had to fly these judges in all the way from Ohio by way of some little shithole ranch in Wyoming. And they're here to judge everything we do. Every breath we take.
Oh, man.
Every move we make.
I better step up my game.
That's right.
You better. Am I gonna get fired?
Hey, people are flying here to hang out with us.
We better be. Are they from Jam Hole Corporate?
I didn't even think. They're mystery shoppers.
Dude.
Fuck, dude. Fuck, dude.
We better be careful here. We're going to lose our jobs.
We're getting audited. Our show might get canceled like other non-paying
jobs.
That just got canceled.
All right. Well, game faces, guys.
Hey, let's try and do this well, okay?
All right. We can. Okay. No train wreck tonight.
So, can we talk about train wrecks real quick?
Sure.
Can I talk about a train?
I would love you to, please.
I was listening to Runaway Train on the way here, and it made me smile.
Oh, my God, dude.
Why?
Because.
Do you relate to the Runaway Train?
I guess.
Never coming back?
Runaway Train never coming back.
On a one-way track?
Yep.
Are you on a one-way track to Nowheresville?
Yeah, but it makes a big circle, so it's cool.
It's like one of those little kids' train sets that just goes around in a circle.
Yeah, it's pretty low budget.
It's the metaphor for my life. Little kid train tracks.
Yeah.
It's good.
Awesome.
Well, no, I was talking about another train wreck that happened this weekend. Actually, it wasn't even our fault. Did you have a good time Saturday at the swap meet?
Yeah, the swap meet.
How did that go?
Oh, that was awesome.
From an outside perspective, how did that go?
Not so great.
I want to preface this by saying, Sandy, I'm sorry, and I know it's not your fault. So right. how did it go? Completely
well,
horrible?
Well, it definitely happened. That's for
it,
sure.
It happened. I was definitely there at 9:30 in the morning. I missed my deadline by half hour.
Yeah, I remember the alarm going off, and I was like,
yeah, well, let's talk about that for a minute. You know, I don't appreciate you being all like, I know you
it's
have.
Not my fault.
Listen.
You did this to yourself.
I know you have stuff to do, Matt, whom I've known for quite a long time, and I know enough to know that if I bring up drugs, of course you will want to do them. But hey, neither here nor there. I know it's 10 o'clock. I know you gotta get up early in the morning, and I know you probably don't have the studio torn apart yet, which I did not at that time.
You did not?
I did not. Hey, you wanna do some cocaine? no.
Yeah!
What I texted back first, I said N-O in two big giant caps, all letters. I said no.
And
I was like, wait, do you have it right now? And she was like, yeah. I was like, God damn it. Yes, I fucking do. Please bring it over. And I don't know. I'll just.
See, my whole intention was, is I. You know,
8 hours later. Well, it's time for bed now. I'll see you guys in a half hour.
All right. No, dude. Okay. My intention was to have a good night together before the whole monotonous mess of this fuck fest we're going to be having here.
Right, right.
So
this fuck off fest.
Right. And so we did. We had a great night. But the thing is the Coke that I got was not like that. It didn't keep us up all retarded all night. So
okay,
it was really nice.
Really good cocaine.
It was very
but
nice.
Now, let me... It's not a good idea. The night before, I have to bring all this shit down there, set up stuff, and then do a podcast, and then do a rap show, kind of.
I saved your ass, okay?
Yeah, you kind of did.
I helped you.
Just because I got to do a little bit in the morning before I left.
Hey, somebody else helped a little, too.
Who was that?
I don't know. You think anybody?
No.
No?
I can't think of anyone else. I know I had everything packed up, and I got it down in the car, and I left. And I look
Sean
in the back
Finn
of my...
Sean Finn was still in the damn shower.
I look in the back seat, and I'm like, huh, there should be a computer tower back there. It's kind of an integral part of our setup here.
And
no
Sean
computer
and I,
tower.
Sean and I had left to go to your work office to pick up the speakers and PA and that extra mic.
Yes.
And you call, and you're like, hey, are you still at the house? And I'm like, no.
I figured he was in the shower. He was jerking it twice.
Dude, he took
you
forever.
Were still there.
Three times, thank you.
Is that what took you?
Yes.
Well, actually, that was quick for three times.
I like to do it in bursts.
That was quick for three.
Yeah.
But so, you know, you call me, you're like, hey, are you still at the house? I'm like, fuck no, we're halfway there.
Fuck no.
And then I have to drive all the way the fuck back out here to get the tower for you.
Mm-hmm.
Meet up with Sean.
Kicking
drop that off.
And screaming, I might add.
And I did the rest of the coke at that point.
That's funny, because I was like, bring the rest of that down, too.
So,
and you're
I
like, yeah, that's all gone.
I have a question.
Hold on. Okay, now it's all gone.
I have a question. How come nobody told me there was coke until it was gone?
Because there was coke.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, come on. I was here. Shit.
And when
sleeping.
I say coke, I mean
you were busy talking to your little girly peoples that text you constantly. So we just left you alone there.
Excuse me, they're called his hoes.
Okay.
They're called my lady friends. Thank you.
He was busy. Oh wait, were these your lady friends or your hoes? Because that's two different contact groups.
Hey, that's a very disrespectful way to talk about my bitches, man.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll get.
They're my lady friends.
The reason why you did not hear about the coke is because I only got a half of a G, and there was not enough to be sharing. I didn't even want to fucking share it with Matt, but then I was like, you know what? I'll be nice.
Sounds about right.
0.5 grams for those of you keeping track at home.
Right.
Go ahead and add up
but
the
felony.
But you
know what? For how
list.
Small of an amount it was, it was good.
Yeah.
It was
I almost threw up. Definitely good.
Dude, no. I had not touched coke in a year and like 8 months.
It was so good.
I was almost scared of the shit.
I, on the other hand, got a good night's sleep that night.
Oh, really?
I actually did, too.
That's funny, because when it came time to do a little rapping, you were kind of the one leaning up against the post while I was running around like a madman in the rain. With
well,
the microphone.
You know, it was you were the star of the show.
Is that what it was? Did you give me the shine?
Yeah, I give you the shine.
I appreciate that.
Man. Come on, man.
From one bro Cephas to another.
Who,
I appreciate
that. Who do you think
that.
I am, man?
Anyway.
Who we won't
I don't
name,
know.
We won't
Sean,
say his name.
I don't know who you are anymore.
Well, I don't think the coke was a bad idea. I think we had a great night.
Okay, considering I didn't have to pay for it, I absolutely agree that that wasn't. Mm. The timing could have been a little better.
I wish I would have gotten it earlier.
Yeah. But then you know what?
Then I would have blew it all the whole night.
It would have been gone, then we would have been like, we need to probably get some more of this.
Yes, exactly.
This Coca-Cola.
It was actually very good, though.
Right.
So it was good night, and
well,
we
shout out
like rabbits.
Shout out to your blow dealer.
Yeah. Hey. Thank you, blow dealer. But, we fucked like rabbits that night. It was pretty good, huh? Yeah.
We have guests
Coke
on the couch. Can you,
Yeah, I mean, come on, this
it's
is normal.
It's embarrassing when there's...
This is normal
is
banter. There's nothing different than from the show.
How is
man.
It embarrassing at all with people that have listened
right,
to you
so
going, I don't get enough
out, guys.
Sex, I need my dick sucked, I have to put my dick in stuff, I put this fleshlight in between the couches on the couch and fuck it.
Come on, man.
Come on.
All the secrets are revealed through the jam hole, man. You don't
right.
even have privacy on this show.
No, that's fine. I was just trying to keep it classy since we had our judges here.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's fine.
Let's go ahead and do that.
Okay.
So,
well, it's too
Matt
late.
And classy.
86, everything we just said. Go on, please.
So, yeah.
I got to say, Matt.
Oh, please.
I was impressed how good a job you did all day that day, considering that you stayed up all night and were coming down on coke.
Hey, thanks.
So. Oh, you know,
I really put my all into these.
Maybe you
these
do
days.
Have a little rock star in you. A little bit.
Because
the other night you crashed out pretty early.
Yeah, I was tired.
It was cute.
That
was like,
because I was drinking this fucking tincture that was given to me at the
and then,
thing.
Then I had to undress you in the middle of the night. I'm like, God damn it.
I was like, just stop. Go away. Leave me alone. I'm sleeping. She's like, you have to take these off. I'm like, And
I
got
you.
I'm like,
up.
Do it then.
And I totally did.
She totally did.
I was like, come here, little boy. I will help you.
So we kind of ran out of weed the other day.
You did?
Sean,
tragedy.
Sean.
It was a tragedy.
And I remember a while back I caught you digging in the cash tray and I reprimanded you for that.
Yes,
pretty...
so you were very disappointed. You were like, oh, that's so gross.
I was like, wow, dude, way to turn this into a trailer park here.
So then what? I came home.
And
what?
So.
And what happened?
We were out of weed and, well, I don't know. I would have had a pipe to scrape, except we all don't know where that's at. So.
Yeah, it's, the search continues, bro.
The search continues on that. But yeah,
lost,
there was
but not forgotten. Apparently.
There was no resin to scrape, you know, and so I was like, "Fuck! I know there's something in here, but I really don't want to." But I know, like, when I have a bunch of weed, sometimes I won't smoke at all because I don't like the way it tastes. So I'll just tap it out. And I found the fattest fucking like charred piece of flesh in there that had like I broke it open to make sure it wasn't something else, and it was all green. And I smoked that. And then so when you get home, I'm like, oh, there's more in there. And what was that we smoked? Because that was not weed.
We smoked some shit out of the cash tray.
Right, but what was it?
Probably had some wax in it.
Wax. That's probably what it was. It smelled and tasted like wax.
Kind of tasted just like when I did it.
It looked just
waxy.
Like, but the bowl before that was golden, man. It was great. It was cooked like just right. The cheese was all melted and bubbling.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, there was no wax in it. I think there's like... cockle burrs and wax and probably cat hair and all sorts of shit.
Dead bugs and shit.
Yeah. So I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
That was no good.
I'm sorry.
But we're good now, aren't we?
We are. You know, sometimes you reach those lows in your life, man.
That's right. Sometimes you just gotta suck a cock and get some weed. So, Sean,
right.
You'll be meeting Franco at 10 o'clock after the show.
Well, I see you already got it taken care of. So,
well, right, you know. Yeah. You just need
in
to
fact,
go.
In fact, I think you still got a little...
no,
right
you need to go pay him. I got that on a consignment.
Ah, I see.
Lease.
Okay.
Right, so...
All my people call your people.
Okay, well...
Taken care of.
Call Franco's people.
All right.
But yeah, we got completely fucking brained on. So, we've learned, and we've moved on. Well, I'm trying to move on still. Still hurts.
Trying to.
Still hurts.
We need to get you in therapy.
Yeah, probably.
I have a counselor.
Probably.
We could do that.
Gonna need to do that.
Okay.
But when we did the, we just like randomly, this thing was, there was no organization factor to it whatsoever.
No.
This was like entropy at its finest, just...
Amateur hour to the max.
Whoa. We're professionals. We just like
to
keep it laid back. But
he didn't do is he didn't involve a Cubberly in the planning.
Is that what it was? I just involved a Cubberly in the delivery of
the speakers,
equipment.
Which was done very nice.
You are a good roadie. You're
back.
A good roadie.
Thanks.
I'll tell you.
Thanks.
If I ever make it in this rap game, you're going to be my roadie.
Sounds good, man.
And if you want to, you know, help me write courses.
Yeah, no
also,
problem.
Awesome. But what did you think? We just randomly kind of did a couple songs here and there, really, just because it wasn't, like, anything organized. We knew Hotbox Podcast, 3 o'clock. Other than that, whatever. So, the first couple songs, I think we did okay, huh?
Yeah.
Heard a little applause.
We did pretty good. There was that first song, they applauded that one time.
What kind of applause?
That was sweet.
What kind? That applause had a certain tone to it.
It was kind of like a pity applause.
Pity applause.
Like, hey.
Yeah,
and then we
yeah.
started doing another song, and they realized they were just encouraging us. So they
you know,
pity
applause.
Kind of dispersed.
It has a certain tone to it, and in the clap, you can hear depression.
Yeah.
Like that. It's a very depressed
sound. A little
sound.
Bit of snickering, too.
Right, right. Yeah. Or and a little like, oh. I think I heard a heartbreak, actually.
That was me.
I actually had to work that day, so I didn't get to come down and see it. But how did... I mean, I know there was a bunch of other people that got tables and
yeah, there was
shit.
A few. There was
did
a,
they do
there,
any good?
There was a few.
You said the only one that really did any good was the vendor
of
for
course.
Food.
Cooking food for everyone.
So,
that,
I mean...
Cooking food for everyone that was there with a table.
Now, also, you said when you first got that there was a bunch of people there, and when it started
okay,
to rain, it kind of died out, or what?
I might have exaggerated for hot sex, but...
Yeah,
there
wasn't there
was
really anybody there.
Yeah, there was a few. And then it rained, and then they left.
Yeah, one of the vendors actually left. Okay. He
yeah.
packed up and left.
I'm going to need my money back. He paid money.
And you know what's
oh,
funny?
Well.
I drove all the way here. I'm like, oh, I'll just grab a bunch of my shit, go set up a booth, freaking.
Are you glad
sell
you
my
didn't
shit.
Do that?
Yeah. I got here. I'm like, I don't really have that much shit. I'm like, I guess I'll just go back. I get back, and there's fucking nobody there. And it's raining. There's like.
And then
five.
We wrapped, and then people came.
Yep. Hundreds of them.
Hundreds.
Like
thousands.
From all over. It was like a traffic jam. People were like parking their cars, pointing, like taking pictures.
They had to call in the National Guard, actually.
I felt like a bighorn sheep up at Glacier Park.
Really?
Just sitting there, doing my own thing, and all of a sudden this nosy-ass tourist comes up and starts pointing and cackling.
You know,
taking pictures.
I gotta say something about being a white rapper in Montana.
Oh, please.
Well, okay.
Please.
You, some of these shows are so, I don't know, they're
amazing.
Just, you wouldn't think it was a fucking rap show going on.
Yeah.
Like one time we did a show at Motocross, and I shit you not,
at a motocross.
Yeah, at a motocross thing, and these tourists walk by, this old lady and this old man, and the old lady said, "Oh, look, honey, rappers."
Oh my God.
And the old guy stopped, took his camera and took a fucking picture, and then they just kind of fucking sauntered off, you know?
Wow, dude.
Yeah, so wow. we kind of
so
like
you're
a zoo
in some,
exhibit.
You're in some dead couple's picture book.
Probably.
That's
I
epic,
hope they're not
dude,
dead
epic.
Yet. It was only like, you know, the spring.
Well, were
a
they?
Months ago, really.
Crippled?
Hey, times are tough right now, and if you're old, it's not any easier. Well,
if they died, they definitely died happy because they were pretty darn fucking shocked to see rappers.
It was like Ethel and her husband.
Pretty
and
much.
They just like, oh, look.
Like, look, rappers.
It's like how shocked people were like 20 years ago to see a black guy here.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh my God. An African.
I felt
American.
Bad for that guy.
Oh, what?
They strung him up pretty fucking good, man. Oh, I went to his funeral. I was like the only one there. That was white. And it was sad.
Yeah.
I don't like watching black people cry. It's very sad.
Is it really? Okay. Is it pretty different from watching white people cry? Or, I mean,
yeah,
what
it
are you
is.
Getting at
it
there.
Is. It is. They
what
actually,
do you mean, you people?
They cry blood like vampires. It's
oh,
weird.
Really?
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
It's weird.
So, anyway, how are you?
I'm
Matt?
Well.
You're well?
Yeah.
Well, did you do anything interesting?
Sean?
What?
You know what was awesome about that whole thing? Like, after we finished the show, the Hotbox show, I started breaking down everything because I was done, and then the fucking sun came out, and people started showing up.
Yeah, it's pretty ironic, man.
Yeah.
You know how you spell irony?
How?
L-I-F-E.
That's deep, man. That's fucking deep.
I guess.
Hmm. Well, I think I figured out, I figured out how to make it as a wannabe rapper.
Oh, yeah.
And how's that?
You have to kill people.
Oh.
Really?
Okay.
Yes. But that.
Let's get on that.
You have to be a horrorcore rapper and then kill people. That's. Do you listen to horrorcore?
No.
It's like Necro and. Isn't ICP kind of considered?
No.
I know, but
no,
I've never really
dude.
Been fans of theirs. I don't know. I don't even know what they do, really. They wear makeup and rap.
Yeah, and they make movies.
Movies are funny.
Well, the first one was.
Second one wasn't bad.
It wasn't good.
It had some moments. It was pretty good.
It wasn't good either, but...
It was ICP. It was all right.
Well, yeah, a 16-year-old kid, like, killed his girlfriend because he was aspiring to be a horrorcore rapper. Mm. And now, you know what? His name's in the paper. You know whose name's not in the paper?
Who?
Lyricals.
It could have been.
Or Matt Lee's. Our name's not in the paper.
Yeah.
Richard Sam McCroskey was sentenced to life in prison. Can you write raps in prison about I guess Elvis,
you know,
did the Jailhouse Rock.
It has it's been done before, I think, but yeah you could do it. I mean, why change it if it ain't broke, you know?
Right. What would you rap about though? You like
being in prison?
Getting ass raped.
Getting raped.
Working out all the time.
Lovely. Yeah. Rapping.
Yeah.
Shanking somebody in the yard.
Talk about your guards being
my
guards.
Dogs.
Right, I don't know.
My bitches.
How you want a pack of smokes on a fucking game of fucking dice, you know, and it like made your fucking
how
month.
Almost got shanked in the fucking bathroom there.
How you beat somebody with a sack
with a
of potatoes or something.
I know, crawled through a tunnel of shit to
what did
Too
Short rap about when he was in prison?
He in prison?
I think he rapped about being in prison.
I think he still rapped about fucking bitches. I mean, it's Too Short. I mean, blowjob Betty.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You
even
know?
Though he was in prison, and we know he wasn't doing that in prison.
We should take Too Short's music and launch it into space for aliens to find. I think that's the kind. Well, I'm just thinking that's the kind of aliens we want to attract. I don't, you know, we don't want. We send up, you know, what do we send up there? Sinatra, shit like that. We get a bunch of faggy aliens. You know, we don't want that.
Hmm.
We want like
you
some
want badass
want
hardcore.
We want some
want
drug
some
dealing,
killing
some
those fucking aliens.
Yeah, we want some alien gangsters. That's what we need.
Some alien gangsters
that come in peace, of course.
Right.
To serve our Lord.
Because you're going to send out murder rap and get a bunch of.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was going to send out Too Short. He was going to rap about fucking bitches and blowjob Betty.
Maybe they'll come down and bring us a bunch of fat fucking alien drugs and shit. And
some
fucking
fat fucking
up,
alien
dude.
Pussy.
They'll like it, and I'll just come nice. Fucking.
They'll just
it
come
up.
Down and rape you. That's what's going to happen.
That's yeah, probably what will happen. They're like, not. Where's this Betty I've been hearing so much about? Where's she at? Two counts of capital murder and two counts of first-degree murder. His lawyer said that after the hearing, the prospect of the death penalty was a major factor. When your lawyer is like, dude, you are fucked. Like, that's no good.
It's no
you're
good.
Fucked. Usually the lawyers are optimistic. They're like, well, we can plea bargain and get you down to manslaughter. He's like, yeah, you're probably going to get killed because of this.
Yeah.
He says, four bodies are pretty compelling evidence. This is the kind of stuff that citizens any place in this country are terrified it could happen to them. I'm terrified that any minute a 16-year-old wannabe horrorcore rapper is going to come and fucking gut me. And my girlfriend. And what? His girlfriend.
You know, nah. Poltergeist is one of them juggalo rappers.
Really?
Yeah.
You better watch your back, son.
Oh, man.
Hey, gonna... welcome to Montana. Ugh!
He said if I didn't do a good job on that song, he's going to kill me.
He's going to kill me? Oh, shit.
Yeah,
the kid, he's 16. He killed his girlfriend, her parents, and her friend.
Nice. Mm.
That's epic. I bet they like he like rapped for them, and they're like, yeah, not good. He's like, what, bitch? I'll kill you. And then he killed him. Killed them all. Blah, 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 blah. McCroskey went in court. He was shackled, heavily guarded, of course, showed little emotion because gotta keep up the street cred.
Right,
you don't want
right.
to be crying and then, you
stone
know.
Stone face killer.
That's
man,
right.
You know.
That's right. You don't want to go to jail and, you know, have them playing your video on
he's
YouTube
like,
and shit. Like,
these
crying.
Clowns don't cry, mofo.
That's right. I'll kill again. I'm gonna go to jail and kill in there. That's what I'll do. Mm-hmm. He simply answered yes and no to the questions the judge asked. I pled guilty, of course. The friend was 18, girlfriend was 16, and then her parents, of course, family members and everyone cried. They shared an interest in horrorcore music, which sets lyrics about rape, murder, and mutilation to hip-hop beats. It's very... You gotta hear it. It's very... I don't even know how to describe it. It's very fulfilling to the ear.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit of everything, you know? It's... A little bit of rape, a little bit of murder, a little mutilation, a little skull fucking.
Well,
there's everything.
You know,
in there.
I think it's the jam hole because, as I said time and time again, the jam hole is not for rape.
Right,
we're
not for
we're
rape.
Against that.
Right, we will talk about it and we will mock you if you rape like an 80-year-old or your family.
They're juggalo rappers. We expect, man.
Well,
I mean, that's
right.
What they
right,
do.
Right.
You know,
he was a website designer and music promoter.
Interesting.
Had been rapping under the name Psycho Sam, S-Y-K-O.
Ah.
That's pretty good, huh? Psycho.
Because he's urban.
Do you think he got his name misspelled on flyers a lot, too?
Probably. They probably spelt Psycho correctly.
Yeah, right. do you want to talk about that?
Kind of like they do with my name.
Yeah, they spell it completely wrong. That's what's funny to
me
about
it. Well, you know, it's Lyrical, and it's got...
Because you know what? That's just as good as not even being on the flyer like me. So
I guess
I mean
when you get announced as lyrical every fucking show,
does that embarrass
ooh,
you? Or
lyrical
you're like,
guy,
it's lyrical, God.
Not really. I'm getting pretty good saying it's lyrical, motherfucker. It's sounding cool.
You just run up and like punch the dude, take the mic, and be like,
much.
"It's lyrical, motherfucker."
Well, it's got a K.
Can't you listen to my MySpace, you punk
shit.
Bitch? You should find this kid on MySpace and be his friend, though. Definitely.
I don't know about that. We could probably find him through Poltergeist's page. So.
We probably could.
You know,
probably
actually, could. I think he did a good job on that song. That's why I want to do a remix with him.
Well,
he needs
I'm
a little
glad.
Encouragement.
Hey,
he needs some mentoring.
You're a glass half full kind of guy.
Hey,
so.
Man, as long as he don't fall to the dark side, dude. You know, like the fucking Dumb Dog Productions.
I've never heard of that.
Some retarded fucking gangster rap bullshit. You know?
Yeah. Wouldn't want any more of that on the shelves.
Hey, everybody knows what you have to rap about.
That's right.
Booty bouncing and
being
liquor,
awesome.
Dude. That is what
big
it's
screen
all about.
TVs.
Well, no,
thugs,
but just
40s
lots of
and
beer,
bitches.
Lots of beer and dancing mainly.
Really?
And booty shaking, that's important.
I don't know.
That's
I think
cute.
You got to throw in a line about a plasma every now and then.
I don't have one, so.
So?
Well, I try to keep it real.
Rich ain't filthy rich, so I mean.
Well, that's filthy rich and he's part of Dumb Dogs. So
oh, okay.
Fucking
that's,
excuse me.
That's
you know?
Where the difference is.
Don't compare me to those guys.
Just saying. It's okay, though.
Okay, guys.
It's going to be okay.
Break it up.
It will
hey,
be.
What are we doing this week?
this week?
Yeah, what's
no
who's clue. Who are our judges here? Do you want to say hi? Say hi.
I think
hi.
They should say hi. I was going to say, I'm like, you know, you should give the mic to one of these chicks over here because you guys are starting to sound like an old married couple.
The cat.
Bickering.
The jam hole cat has taken my seat, so.
Gotta be on it. You gotta, like, make out with the mic. It's pretty.
Like, so.
Pretty hardcore. Yeah,
we've heard you on the phone. You just gotta make love to it a little bit, you know?
you
gotta have some practice with that.
There you go.
Yes.
So how are you? How was your trip up here and all that good stuff? What have you done so far?
Well, it was awesome. I left Ohio at 6 in the morning on a teensy tiny little plane.
Sweet. Did it have duct tape on the roof? Because my last plane here had duct tape on the roof.
No, I didn't notice. It was still dark at that point. But it did shake a lot.
That sucks.
It was kind of scary. But
do you get motion
those
sickness?
Things are
totally
a little
do.
Rough to ride on.
Do you want to introduce yourself or anything so everyone knows who you are?
Oh, yeah, that's probably
yeah,
a good
that
idea.
Might work. It's Nicole Nunya.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't have, like, a chat name in front of you here, so you got to... That's awesome. You came all the way from Ohio to... And you got your friend here. Tell us about that, please.
Well, my friend Bree, who is also from Ohio, from Columbus, she's been traveling the country for probably the past 3 months, and... So she was already out west in Wyoming, and we met up. She's got her little camper, so saving some money, camping in the freezing fucking cold and the rain, and it's fabulous.
It is a bitter cold here, is it not?
It's chilly, it is.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad you guys came. You guys going to the hot springs with us?
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
Awesome.
Fucking A.
Yeah, that's gonna be better than camping. We're having a little spa retreat instead. We're gonna treat our
We're
listeners.
Gonna pamper ourselves
that's
something
right.
proper.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get a massage.
That's what right. For? All massages all around, happy endings, I'll take one.
I mean,
Lyrical
this,
happy
guys,
ending.
This is all yeah? inclusive, you know.
Oh well.
For only $59.99, you can have the whole package, you know.
Three easy payments of.
That's right. We'll stream that shit. Happy ending and all.
And tell them what else, Matt.
What else, Sean?
We're giving you
a
free pocket knife. just for ordering.
Did I mention Sean's trying to get rid of his stuff? And I appreciate
yes.
you trying to leave crap that you think you're being nice, but I know that you're just trying to not have to get rid of so much stuff. So
well,
find something
know.
That I clearly have enough of and I don't need, but it's something I would use if, like, all five of mine broke. And he's like, here, buddy, do you want this, friend?
Well, what did I try to give you?
A power strip.
And then what else did I try to give you?
A bunch of dirty dishes.
No. Those are little organizational containers.
And I think some HIV.
Little bit.
Just on
the corner of one
I
of them.
I saw it in the bathtub.
Just,
there.
You know, hit it with the Clorox cleanup.
Right.
It's not a big deal.
No big deal at
no.
all. I was
no,
wondering
man,
why that towel smelled like bleach.
You know, you're a very organized, you know, kind of tedious person. You keep a clean house. You
I
got
try.
Your
anal
shit
retentive
put away.
Much.
You know, I mean... So I figured, hey, I've never fucking used these. I'm a fucking slob, you know. So
obviously.
No shit,
maybe
really?
I can give Matt these little containers and he can put his bullshit in them, you know.
And I was like, no, dude. Don't leave your junk here that you don't want.
Well, you know, it's the thought that counts.
And
so,
you know what, dude? Every time
you, dude.
I come over...
Fuck you, dude.
Every time I come over, which is like every other day, it seems like every time
me.
I walk through the fucking door, that sink is full of dirty dishes,
pretty
dude.
Much.
Can
and
I
you
tell
know,
you?
Almost every time he does the dishes when I'm here, like, and they're all done, they're all clean, they're all fucking done, not put away by any means.
No.
It's probably half still kind of dirty with milky mold in the bottom of the cup.
I saw that.
Hey, that was
I
one fucking time.
I saw
and
that.
Fucking, and then I come over the next day, and there's just piles of dishes again.
Hold on, oh. Cat's licking its ass.
Oh,
can we give her a moment? Is that you guys see that?
Just. Getting
get
in on
it,
that.
Man. Shit.
It's good stuff.
Do cats get hemorrhoids?
I don't know.
If they have to poop hard enough, I guess.
Awesome.
Somebody call in if you have the answer to that.
Does your cat get hemorrhoids? 406-204-4687. Thank you. So, what were we talking about?
Nothing, really. I
awesome.
Don't know.
Just killing time. Thanks,
pretty
guys.
Much.
Appreciate it.
What so, you got next for us, Matt?
I don't know. Actually, when everyone else gets here... This week, right? Is it this week?
Mm-hmm.
It's this week, right? Like the next couple days. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Do you know what my master plan is?
What is that?
Eventually, we're going to say, fuck the podcast, and we're going to take these yearly trips that start out as podcast shows.
Right, right.
I'm going to open up a tour guide company. That's where this is going, and see, I'll already have a big audience. See, I totally fucked you guys. You see how I did that?
That's pretty savvy.
I know.
Because, hey, can I tell you something?
You live in this shithole long enough, you get to know where everything's at. There you go. Who wants to come and hang out in my misery?
You know what?
What?
I started doing this show, so that way I could plug my rap.
Nice.
That's right.
And because you lived here and you didn't want to be kicked
pretty
out
much,
every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday.
Matt makes me do the show. It's part of our lease agreement.
That's why you're only paying $200 for rent.
Well, you know.
Was going to be $3.
Doing the show is worth the, you know,
the $100
not
bucks
paying
a month.
The extra $20, you know, dollars
right,
to pay
right.
the half.
Well, you're welcome.
So,
well,
yeah,
thanks, man.
Are you super stoked for this whole thing?
Absolutely.
I totally am. I'm so ready to fucking do this. There's...
And apparently, yes, cats can. Thank you, Justin Van. So
I'm betting that's probably a picture, and I just don't want to pull that up.
Awesome.
Hemorrhoids on a cat.
Well, the more you know, man.
Anyway, so
Everett, where's Everett? Does anyone know where Everett
no.
is? I should really look these things up beforehand. Washington. This is awful, and... an 18-year-old stabbed a man in the back at a party because he was upset when this girl who has smelly feet, their
okay.
words, not mine, was unable to do a backflip. Yeah.
What?
Do a backflip now! You stinky no. feet, bitch!
What?
What the fuck is wrong? What kind of party is this? It was a clown party. Never mind. Smith and others were gathered at her ex-boyfriend's home, watching a movie and drinking. She boasted to the partygoers that she was good at doing backflips and that she could do one off anything. I do backflips
bro.
All day. Freudian slip, excuse me. I'll do backflips off anything. I'll backflip off the cat. I'll backflip off the counter. It don't matter.
She's probably drunk and just boasting.
Well, what happens
I used to be able
when...
to do that when I was six.
Right. I used to be able to touch my toes, so, but what, when... God.
Hey, watch this.
You know when you're at a party with people and you're, like, drinking and shit, and, like, you say something like that,
uh-huh.
the next words out of anybody's mouth is like, oh,
let's
yeah?
see it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's
so,
see it. Do it. Do it.
Drunk and backflips? Could you do that?
No.
Could you pull that off?
I can't even pull off a backflip.
If I was Mary Lou Retton, I could do it.
My brother Matt can.
Yeah?
Yep.
Brother Matt can
I find
do
that
a
hard
backflip.
To flip.
Yes, he can. I know. He could do a running handspring backflip. And he's a big guy.
I think you're
like,
thinking of Jackie
front
Chan,
flip,
not your brother Matt.
If he's running, that's a front flip.
Well, can you do a running handspring jump
yes.
backflip?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
Well, we're going to have a running handspring jump flip.
Oh, yeah? Then
off.
Do it.
Well, do it.
Your
fucking
brother,
do it.
I was surprised when he whipped out the worm, okay?
Dude, Matt's got skills,
when
man.
When he did the worm,
skills.
His dick hit the fucking ground
and
really hard.
And his ass crack came out hardcore.
I don't think he meant to do that. Actually.
I don't think so either. But that dude, that's a
what,
big
what, the
dude.
Ass crack or the worm?
Both.
Because I've seen him do the worm on many occasions. It's his best move. He's kind of like MacGruber. He's got that one move.
The
you
throat
know?
Rip? Is that his throat rip?
That's his throat rip.
Nice.
You get in a dance off with Matt, he'll do the worm to finish you off.
And that's the end of that.
And you can't come back from that, dude.
No.
Don't matter what you do.
So a 19-year-old there at the party, he challenged her, of course, to do a flip off... the deck. I would have said like off the roof or something. I would have made it extravagant.
Yeah,
like you're
so
gonna
you
break
be,
your
you would be an accessory to homicide.
Right. I'm gonna kill myself. Where's my gun? Oh, there's
here,
my
yeah, here you
there's
go.
My gun.
Here you go, here. We'll do it then.
But I'm thinking she's gonna break her neck. It might as well be, you know, like epic, right?
I guess.
You don't want to tell your friends a story about how you, you know, did a backflip on the ground and broke your neck. You want to tell them you jumped off the fucking roof. Like
I jumped off this three-story building because I'm awesome.
With a parachute.
Yeah, you want to go
I got my buddy to jump off a three-story building into a bush and broke his leg.
She took off her shoes, Wow.
He
really?
Was drunk. Yeah, it was good.
When we were kids, we used to jump off mine rides for fun.
Everyone.
It was my friend Robert. That was really good. He did a running start from in his living room and fucking jumped, and his foot hit the fucking balcony railing, and he just went, you know, poof.
Wow. That's like the greatest look on their face, like right when that happens, too. Because they're so like, I'm going to do this. I can do anything right
now. Totally, he's and like, I've done it a few times before. Totally no don't. Big deal. He's like, whatever. We were all drunk. That's and I'm amazing. Like, hey, do that.
So, hey, I challenge you. She accepts the challenge. Took off her shoes, attempted the maneuver, but she couldn't do it. That's when the man laughed and told her her feet smelled. She started playfully wrestling with the man, rubbing her socks in his face. She started hitting him. After several seconds, he pushed her away. She grabbed her coat, picked up a steak knife, and headed to the door. On the way, she walked up to the man and stabbed him, of course, like most women, in the back. Absolutely. In the back, everyone. She stabbed him in the fucking back. The man and others called 911, of course. They found the man sitting on the porch, head in his hands, knife still protruding from his back. The blade buried a few inches in. His lung had collapsed. Absolutely.
Poor
better,
guy.
Hey, better your lung than your heart, right?
Sure.
That's right. Poor guy.
That sucks. Balls.
Well, I tell you your feet stink, and then you playfully rub them in my face. That's kind of
cool.
Of course you're going to get pushed away. And then you stab me? Sure. I expect that completely. You crazy fucking bitch.
Don't rub stinky feet in people's faces. That's not cool.
Oh, he was just being playful.
You totally
my feet playfully stink.
You totally have a foot fetish. And if
clean.
You're like, yeah.
Clean. I don't have a dirty foot.
I was going to say, you have a foot fetish,
now,
but if my feet were stanky and I rubbed them in your face, you would be
away.
A little appalled.
I would push you away, and then you would stab me in the back, you
probably.
Crazy bitch.
Yes, I would.
Absolutely.
I can see that happening.
Right. A witness said that she came to his house that night, told him that she had hurt someone, and she was in trouble. She said someone had taunted her. She had no criminal history, second-degree assault with a deadly weapon being her feet. She will be on $50,000 bail. So,
nice.
Good luck. Good luck, of course.
Wow. That's, okay.
A man went into a bank. Did you hear about this?
No.
Have you heard about this?
He said he had a bomb in his backpack. Give me $2,000 so he could pay his friend's rent.
What?
Do you willingly give that information? Like, everybody, I have a bomb. I just need $2,000. So I can pay my friend's rent. It's not even my rent. Just neither here nor there. But
the fuck?
He's 59. His name's Mark Smith. He allegedly tried to rob the bank. The bank manager suggested that what he actually needed to do was take out a loan. I'm sorry, sir. You don't need to bomb the bank. You just need a loan. You need a payday loan right down the street.
Was he just like,
the first one's free, of course. Yeah, she had him sit down while she said she was going to retrieve the loan paperwork. But, again, stabbing a man in the back,
she
called
the cops.
She called the cops.
What a bitch.
Quote.
He was totally cool then at that point. He's like, I don't
need
this.
She totally fooled him. She was like, tits out, ass out. Sir, you just need a loan. I'll give you a loan. I'll loan you money. Just come sit down.
Like,
I'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm going to go get the money.
Let me go drop off this bomb.
I'm going to go get my boobs bigger. I'll be right back.
Hold on.
Quick thinking, staff kept the man calm and distracted him with with paperwork until we arrived. Right. So that's awesome.
That's not cool. That's
no,
mean.
That's mean, right? Then give the guy the fucking loan, right?
Yeah, dude.
I mean,
I know, right? He all non-violent. Like, really? Okay, you know?
Yeah, I can get I have bad credit. You're going to give me a loan?
Clearly, he's a nice guy. He's just trying to do a good deed in a fucked up way.
For his friend.
He doesn't need jail. He's good.
Well, he's probably going to get jail for
that. Sucks.
Making a false bomb report. Well, did you know that was a charge?
Oh, he didn't even build a real
bomb. You actually
bomb.
Can't call a place and say there's a bomb or go in and say you have a bomb. You can't do that. Unless it's really a bomb, then you can.
Well, then you get arrested and for even more trouble.
Well, right.
Yeah, there's probably a charge for that, too.
Right.
I would imagine.
Do you know who the Jews are?
What do you mean, the Jews?
Well, I mean the Jews.
Like
the
people of Jewish
God's
descent?
God's people. God's people.
You know
people.
That like greasy, curly hair, big
rich
nose.
Rich people.
Chamda, oops.
Boy, Matt, did you have a good time at the Klan meeting today?
Yes, I did. Wait, what?
Did you have a good time at the Klan meeting?
I'm sorry, it got really catty and evil in here. I couldn't hear you. That was a low blow.
It was funny to me.
No.
In my head, I laughed. I LOL'd in my brain.
Well, anyway, you know how they're supposed to fast and all that stuff, right?
Sure.
And so to get around that, because they all drink coffee, of course, instead of drinking the caffeine, they buy caffeine pills, and they actually put them
up
their little Jew butts.
Oh.
Right.
Good news, everyone.
Good news.
It's a suppository.
Absolutely. Jews throughout Williamsburg snapped up caffeine suppositories today, hours before the start of the Yom Kippur fast. That would deprive them of the jolt and hunger suppression that coffee typically provides.
Man, I fucking hate coffee.
Jews are portly.
Dude, I don't even like coffee. What the fuck is...
God's people.
Dude, I love coffee. God's
rock star.
God's people are doing okay. Hey, did you get a rock star check this month? Because I fucking didn't. Did you?
No.
Okay. Okay. Just checking.
Did you get a coffee check this month?
No, and fuck coffee. And
there you
fuck
go.
Rockstar until they give me a check.
Well, I'm still going to drink it.
That can't be good. I'm going to die soon from Rockstar.
I know, right?
And then you all can sue them.
And that liquid ice shit, I drink that at work.
That's terrible.
So good.
That is so disgusting. That is like Kool-Aid syrup in a fucking can with caffeine in it. It's so foul.
It's so much better than
coffee.
Hey,
did you guys know?
No.
No.
Little factoid.
Oh, please.
That one small cup of coffee a day is good for you.
What?
That's right. It boosts your metabolism.
But you know what?
If you do too much of it, it's bad for you.
It always starts with one, and then you need two, and then...
A big one.
A big... And then the super big gulp.
Then you're just down in a whole fucking thermos, man.
So these fuckers can't even go a day. It's a day-long fast.
That's so stupid.
You would rather stick shit up your butt like that and then just wait a day. Like, I have to do this. I have to.
Or then just, you know...
I have to do this or I'm going to eat the whole day. And oy vey, then I'm a balloon. But some religious Jews see a Talmudic loophole that... Can you find loopholes like that? That's cheating.
If it's your
religion, like, you're making yourself find a loophole for something you're making yourself believe in. Like, I have
that's
to believe
stupid,
in this,
dude.
But if I find a loophole, I don't have to believe in... That's so weird.
Isn't that kind
that's
of
stupid.
The American then way when it comes to religions?
Well, yeah, it is, but, I mean, like, they're... I don't know. The Jews that celebrate this stuff are, like, the real anal... Like, that's retarded.
That's
like,
cheating.
You
that's
force yourself to do all this stupid shit, and then you find a loophole around it, and you're like, oh, I'm still a Jew, but I'm going to do this instead. Like, just do that then. Don't.
You're still ingesting caffeine, okay?
No, up your butt, you're not ingesting, actually.
Well, it's getting into
your
fucking
system. You're osmosizing.
So.
What's that called? It's osmosis. It absorbs.
Do you think that is that what it is?
That's what it is. That's why you can put ecstasy up your butt, allegedly.
Really?
Yeah. Because it doesn't get absorbed through your stomach. You don't lose half of the MDMA.
Oh, so you just gotta use
it,
like,
goes
a
right in
bit,
and absorbs.
Huh?
Right, it just
is that for the EUs are on a budget.
Your
right
butthole
there?
Is like a drug sponge. Okay, anything you put in there. If your finger was a drug, you'd be high all the time. That's right. It goes right in your bloodstream.
You know that from experience? What?
No, I have had friends
see,
that
I
did
wasn't,
that.
See, I wasn't going to go there.
They're like, I get three there. Times
well, see,
higher.
See, I know he likes a lot of ass plays.
So. Hey, now, whoa. That's, you know, some stuff should
we
remain
have
personal,
ladies.
Okay?
We have ladies on the couch, okay?
You know what?
Dude.
I got to say, you know, you guys, shame
what?
On you.
I mean, I know.
What?
This one.
Some things should remain personal.
This one.
Yeah, okay, there was a conversation a long time ago.
Well, that was a long time ago. I like to think we've evolved.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Apparently not.
Well, okay.
So what about ass play?
Go
you
on.
You love it.
Ass thank play. You. Thank you, okay. Does what? Everybody understand that now? Okay. Are we clear? Are we clear?
You like your butthole licked.
Are we clear? Who does the cat
okay,
likes
hey
its
now.
Butthole licked? I mean, fuck, dude. If you had somebody that would just lick your ass whenever, would you just have them be licking your ass all the time?
I guess it'd
what?
Be nice to have the option. But, you know, I mean, well, if I'd actually
there
want
you
it.
Go.
God.
Now you see my point.
Oh, fuck, dude.
So, one of the Jews here,
speaking
he says...
Speaking of which, hang on.
Well, please.
Hey, wait. if this is one of those things, let's just and move on.
All right.
And yes, it is considered polite to let someone know, yes, I have a hemorrhoid. You might not want to lick that.
Okay.
I'm just saying next
time. And it's
time.
Also polite to fucking shower every other day or something.
I showered today, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because the other day, you did not.
No, I didn't.
Dude, if you're going to have somebody
you.
Lick
that
your butthole, you should probably
you.
Take a shower right before well, as I, a courtesy or
if,
something.
If
you
my
know?
Google calendar would have popped up a notification saying, hey, in the next 10 minutes, you're going to get your butthole licked, I would have, okay?
They need an app for that.
There is. You need to start using it.
Hey, it was the night
send
with the
me
blow,
an
and you knew I was coming over. You knew with blow we were going to have sex and okay. do lots of all sorts of kinky shit.
Well, you also then knew
or
with washed blow.
Washed that asshole off
with
because
blow,
it smelled like shit.
That it
lots
is an asshole.
Shit.
Dump gun.
And
God,
sweat,
geez.
Like sweat and paper.
Well, yeah.
It's a good thing you were on blow and you didn't care, right?
No, I still cared.
Well, you didn't.
I didn't
to.
Verbalize any of it because I wanted my junk licked.
Well, let's keep it that way. Thank you.
All right. You sound like you guys had a lot of fun on your coke
yeah,
night.
It was lovely.
We did. It was
I'm kind of glad I wasn't
to,
up for that, actually.
I can't wait to do it again.
Threesome one.
That would have... holy shit. That, holy shit.
Oh,
that would have been the end
watch.
Of that. That would have been it, dude.
No.
I would have been like, hey, John,
so,
come here.
What, who of our viewers think that it's finally going to happen at the camping trip?
That's not a threesome. That's an orgy. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Ashnuts says, I totally ate some ass last night, too. See? Hoorah.
I'm
okay.
telling you, dude.
People eat ass.
There's a
all
reason
time.
That's all
Man,
your dog does all day.
I have
I'm
a buddy
you.
That he was all about it, dude. He was all about licking a girl's butthole, dude.
Freak some bitches
I don't know
out.
Why.
Sometimes it's either they're really against it or they love it. So,
he seems
okay,
to think
I wanna,
all women like it, he says. So.
I want to apologize for trying to do
go.
A story about Jews putting things in their butts and knowing that that's where it was going to lead to.
Well,
what did you think
you know,
was
going
to happen?
I don't
Since
know.
We're on the topic of butts, you know.
I know, why not?
It's just we'd explore that, so yeah.
See, and B. Pearson says if it's clean, I'm down.
All
I'm
right.
down even when it's dirty, obviously.
Well, maybe if I'm drunk and you take a shower first, ladies. Maybe, but... I don't know.
There's going to be some serious ass licking going on.
Maybe
Thursday tonight. Night. Thursday oh. night and tonight.
Tonight.
Probably.
I showered before
High
I came
five.
Over.
Awesome.
You can have at it.
Looking forward to that.
Anyway.
So.
Sorry about the caffeine.
Is that.
Asshole plugging
okay.
juice.
Well. All
right. Well.
Yeah. What's the time then? Thank you.
46.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What else so, you got for us, Matt?
Quote, it helps. You know, it's hard to concentrate when you're fasting and also addicted to caffeine. God will understand.
Yeah.
Some take it before sundown, but most take it throughout their fasting. These guys love a good loophole. See? He even said that. He's a Jew and he's like, we love a good loophole. What? You guys,
oi! That's a pretty good impression. Man.
But is it kosher? That's the question. Is it kosher?
Is
what
it
do you think, guys?
Rabbi?
Sticking pills up your butts—is that kosher?
No.
Well, I guess if they're doing it for religious purposes,
I guess it really depends on how the pill was manufactured. Then, were the cows kosher that made whatever hormone that? Is in what's in caffeine? What is that, plant?
Caffeine is in
was
caffeine.
Was the plant...
it comes from coffee beans.
Is that an element, or...
I think it's a chemical.
There's some controversy over whether Jews observing the biblical fast should be taking an easy out, or, more accurately, an in. Thank you, newspaper! Some Jewish leaders said... Has your friend ever seen a podcast before?
Probably not live.
Are you cool with this? All right. I hope you're okay.
We're a little vulgar.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah,
you're...
this show is kind of. I don't know if this fits your typical comedy podcast. It's a little
dance cast.
I don't even know.
It's all right because she gets the humor and all that for me on the regular. So.
That's
She's
a good
little
deal.
Desensitized.
Aren't we all?
Well, you have to be to listen to this
Hey,
show.
What desensitized you, Sean?
Life.
The Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to shoot for
I think
internet.
It was when I was 11 years old, I found a videotape in my dad's sock drawer. And I was like, gee, what's this?
So I asked myself, what might be on this labeled XXX?
I don't know
what that spells, but let's take a look.
I couldn't believe that was how it was done.
Really?
Well, I've been a cook for the last like 8 years of my life and worked with a bunch of dudes. I think that's what happened. With me, so
okay,
yeah.
Do you guys always talk about ass play and stuff?
We talked about a lot of weird shit. When you work with a bunch of like crazy, nice. Nasty,
you ever work
disgusting
on a construction
dudes
site?
That like that look. Yes, I have.
Yeah. B. Pearson says, "Anal Asians, number 47."
Nice.
Classic.
This guy, B. Pearson, actually, I remember in high school, used to draw some of the sickest porn scenes I'd ever seen.
Really? Will you draw us a jam hole porn scene, please?
He was very good at pornographic scenes.
These two girls on the couch just doing whatever you want them to do, and then, you know, the rest of us.
I was busy drawing, like, wicked dragons just and cool stuff. He's like, hey, look, there's a twat.
Just draw draw the rest of us having respectable sex.
No.
I want at least eight and a half.
I need dirty, nasty, geeky, down, hardcore,
thank you.
Fucking nasty.
Nice S&M scene, you know.
Some bondage. So,
throw a goat in there for one of us, you know.
And the cat. Definitely the cat also.
Yes.
So, is this kosher?
No.
Some Jewish... No. Well, some Jewish leaders said that consuming anything through the body's traditional entrance or its exit...
Traditional.
Is it right? The traditional way.
Is that PC for the correct entrance?
There's the opposite... Yes, there's the opposite of shoving things up your butt to get their sustenance because your religion said you couldn't. It is against the spirit of the ritualistic fast. Obviously.
Yeah.
Like, you're fasting from caffeine anyway, so just because you shove it up your butt doesn't mean, you know... Like, if you're going to fast.
Yeah, that's
right?
Not fasting.
Yeah. Quote, "We're supposed to do it the old-fashioned way. I wouldn't advise suppository," said Rabbi Simcha Weinstein. I'm not making that up.
Simcha Weinstein?
Weinstein, yes. Okay. Hasidic leader. He says, "We want to keep the Jews in the synagogue and not in the bathroom."
Whoa.
Your rabbi just said that about
that's
you guys.
Great.
These Jews, always in the bathroom. What are they doing in there? Now we know. They're shoving little...
caffeine pills up their ass.
Caffeine suppositories up their asses.
Beautiful.
Good job, Jews.
That's...
So, a wealthy businessman, okay?
All right.
Was wearing what appeared to be a diaper.
All right.
Wealthy businessman, diaper.
And a diaper.
Uh-huh. Or sumo wrestler garb. We're not sure yet.
Was it a nice diaper?
Sumo wrestlers also wear diapers. Yes, it was.
They were cloth-ish diapers, not the Depends style,
no.
But, you know.
It was a hemp diaper.
Ah,
it was kind of scratchy at first, but the more I wore it, the more it got soft.
Oh, all right. We still have your jock strap thing.
Somewhere. No, we don't. I
throw
threw
it away.
That out.
Jock strap
can we
thing?
Auction that off?
Yeah, you know, when he got his dick sliced into.
Oh, please remind me. Mm.
Yeah.
And all of us at home listening.
The dick surgery,
yeah.
Right.
Because we had, you know, that deformity of an extra, like, being
thank you.
On his penis.
Thank
anyway,
you.
Go ahead.
You want to talk about,
No.
deformities?
Yeah,
or...
I don't have any.
So, yeah.
Anyway, would you like to go home with some of this diaper?
I will end this.
Don't
right?
you look at me, man.
I will
end. I'm not in this bullshit.
You pull yourself into it if you do.
Not necessarily.
Yes, you do. That's
all right,
the one
so,
thing we keep on the
while
inside.
While he was in a dominatrix... Jesus Christ. A dominatrix's apartment, okay? Diaper,
right.
Wealthy businessman, dominatrix apartment. Focus here.
Focus.
Discussing a plot to have his wife killed.
Oh, in a
with
diaper.
Your dominatrix. She's also my therapist.
While wearing okay. a diaper.
Right.
Wearing
right.
a diaper.
Is this guy like role-playing that he was Stewie or something?
Yes. And he was killed. That was neat.
It's time for sexy
thanks.
I like what that did in my brain. Thank you.
That's good.
68-year-old Alex Petratus and dominatrix Sandra, 47, a 47-year-old dominatrix.
Sounds saucy. Nice.
Yummy. have pleaded not guilty to conspiracy to commit murder and counseling murder. Counseling murder? We've never heard that before.
I have not.
Is that like telling somebody how to do it? She's like, so if you want to kill your wife, this is what you do. I don't want to counsel murder here.
That sounds about right.
Okay.
No, no, he's probably like, against... I want to kill her, and she's like, no, you can't.
Is that against the law, though? Like, if I tell you, I want you to kill your wife by slicing her throat with a knife that's in your kitchen, go do it now. I command you!
Isn't that kind of being the brains behind the operation, you know? Isn't that what that charge
I think you,
is all
you
about?
Have to, I like to think you have to do more than just tell them.
Hmm.
Especially, like, that's your dominatrix. Would you get that advice from her, necessarily?
Yeah, she's probably just playing around, you know?
I know. She's like, well, I would tie her up, and then I would choke the shit out of her.
I'd ball gag her, of course.
I'd ball gag her, first and foremost.
Gotta get the stilettos out, strap those on.
Take the cat of nines right on the backside there.
The spray-on latex right over the mouth. Don't give her a straw just yet. Let her squirm for a minute. Carrie Anderson, the supposed would-be hitman or woman. Well, can Carrie be a dude? Carrie? K-E-R-R-Y.
I think so.
Yes?
What about that guy that ran for president?
That was
John
a
Carrey,
last name, though. His name wasn't Carrie. John.
Maybe. I think Carrie actually was a man's name first, wasn't it?
I think.
Like oh, dude. Nolly's
Irish
Undead.
Name.
Shut up. Sorry. Nolly's Undead said, so who are these dames in the back? The girls Matt's going to use to make a human centipede?
Holy shit.
That's
disgusting.
Yes, you
but actually,
disgusting bastard. That's more disgusting than anything we've talked about
I
so far.
It was Dr. Brandanos. He sent me a link to a trailer of a porn called The Sexual or The Sexipede. The
oh
Human
boy.
Sextipede.
Oh boy.
Dude, no, for real though. Like, they totally mock the movie, like the original.
Yeah.
But it's so funny, but it's like a porn. So he's like, I just want you all to fuck as hard as you can. And they're all like, just ass to mouth to
doing the train.
It's a porno,
right?
It's a parody porno, though.
Hmm.
I definitely want
to
see that.
How did they connect to each other, though? I don't get.
I doubt there was any like surgery involved.
Hmm.
I'm gonna say
right.
I see. Just tongues and assholes.
Right. Just connected like Tinker Toys.
Right.
Right.
Wow.
So yeah, he was a the would-be hitman and Ranella's biker ex-boyfriend. Told the court the two accused wanted him to kill his wife.
Oh, okay.
Kill that bitch. She doesn't let me come to my meetings. And Anderson has testified he never intended to go through with it, and he secretly recorded conversations he had with them. Aha! Aha!
Aha!
He got you recorded.
And Nolly's Undead says when it's used in sex, it's called a daisy chain.
Duh. Oh, duh.
Duh. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very wise.
He is wise beyond
his
years.
How do you know
that? Google. Anderson has testified, he never went through with it. He just recorded it on one occasion. When he arrived at the apartment, Anderson testified he found Petriotis wearing an unusual getup. Quote, he had on socks. And he had on something that looked like a toga.
Okay.
Or maybe a diaper, you know.
A toga diaper.
On the lower end, and a t-shirt. A t-shirt? What does t-shirt say, Sean?
Huh?
What did his t-shirt say? He had on a t-shirt.
My mommy rocks.
Okay. Thank you. Under cross-examination, Anderson agreed the outfit was similar to what a sumo wrestler would wear, you know, to sound cool, but then he later confessed it was actually a diaper. And he walked in at the end of a sadomasochism or dominating session. Domination session.
Domination.
You just walk
session.
In on that like it's not what it. Yeah, this is totally S&M.
Yeah,
this is
sorry.
Fucking full on S&M. I am the dominant.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna try.
She is
to cover
submitting
this one up
right now.
Leather, lace, whips, and chains and blood all over the place. Semen. I'm sorry.
It's wow. Just wow.
What?
Wow.
What? What is your deal?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
What did I do?
I'm not in the mood tonight, I guess, for S&M, blood,
what is wrong
semen,
with you?
And I'm kind of just tired.
You're kinky as fuck.
I know. I know, and I really want to be right now. I just want to, like, just be.
Wow.
Just be?
I just want to be, you
little,
know?
Little
are you embarrassed?
Trouble in paradise, guys.
I don't
want to scare our
it.
Visitors away.
I don't know what's wrong with him today.
I don't know. I'm trying to just make it a little less awkward for some girl that's in a weird place and is like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, inviting him to a jam hole show probably wasn't the best idea.
We will knock you out before we kill you. Don't worry.
It's okay.
You won't feel a thing, I promise. Especially when Sean's doing it.
Hey, man. It's not the size of your hammer, it's what you're nailing.
Says the man with the little island.
That's going to make them comfortable.
Neuberger pointed out apparent inconsistencies in Anderson's evidence. At the preliminary inquiry, he told the court he thought the whole case was, quote, crazy, because Rinella and Petriatis didn't want anyone killed. This is crazy. Today he says, though, that's not how I feel.
That's not how I feel today.
And they noted also that Anderson doesn't have a particularly good track record of honesty, and that he has roughly 20 convictions on his record. How are you even out of jail in the first place? 20 convictions? Fuck. These two, Rinella and Anderson, they dated for 5 years, had a son together. He fed her raging cocaine addiction and watched her descent into bizarre behavior. This sounds like what is going to happen in the next 5 years.
Hmm. Oh, God.
I'm just saying, you know. He fed her raging cocaine addiction. They had a son together, and then she descended further into bizarre behavior.
Why don't you feed my raging cocaine addiction?
Yeah, because
he doesn't want you to descend.
I know better.
God damn it. I'm gonna wait on my tax return then.
I can't wait for that. I really hope you do just blow it all on drugs, and so that I can ridicule about it on the show.
Right.
Say, now what did you learn until
next
year?
I only did that for the last 4 years
again?
So,
of course.
Well, not this last one, but
I feel finding you has been a real positive movement in my sobriety.
Oh, yeah?
I really feel that.
I feel so bad.
I haven't relapsed once since I've been with you.
Not once.
Never. Never. I mean, I'm...
Oh, no, man.
Oh, and I've been sober the entire
drugs
time being with you,
too.
Hard
to find here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
You know,
so
if you guys need any counseling, you know you can come to me, right?
You're sensitive.
By counseling,
faggot.
Do you mean drugs?
Yes.
Okay.
Really good counseling.
Really,
really good.
Go find me some blow.
Fluffy
now.
Counseling.
It'll fix you up.
Oh, man. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Do you need up counseling or down counseling? Because I got either.
I need some up.
And some in between.
I'll take all of the above. All
right. So, raging cocaine addiction.
Uppers, downers, laughers, and screamers.
Her appearance deteriorated, as one tends to do on a raging cocaine addiction. She would speak languages she didn't know in her sleep.
All right, I didn't
she
do that.
She would have arguments with herself.
I did not do that.
You did all the coke. No, I didn't. kept books on witchcraft. Why do crackheads always get into witchcraft? That is so
fucking
weird.
I just did a lot of blow and was happy all the time. That's
so you,
what
you could cast fucking spells?
I didn't
I'm
cast
so happy.
Spells.
Plus five, cocaine spell. Poof. Yay.
Wow.
Now I'm happy again.
I wish.
My so they can enchant their cocaine, man.
Is that?
Yeah, they put enchantments on it to get, you know, better attributes and stuff.
Oh, right. Like,
yeah.
Less diesel vapor.
Obviously, somebody has been reading their D&D manual.
Less cut? Oh, man. Less cut spell, that'd be great.
Dude, when I was doing a bunch of blow,
yes,
I wasn't all crazy.
Yes, I know. We all know you did a bunch of blow. Fantastic.
I said when I was doing it, I wasn't crazy. I was just high.
Oh, of course not. When I was doing blow, I was completely in control of my life. Everything was fantastic.
Except for the part that I needed more blow all the time.
I had the blow back then. The blow didn't have me.
No.
Okay?
No.
I had the blow.
Yeah.
So. How long does that ever last? 3 days tops?
What?
And then the blow has you? The blow's quick. It'll like switch it around on you, and then you're in the chokehold.
I had a lot of money back then, so I had a hold of the blow for a good few months.
So it's just money then. If you could,
if your money can keep up with your blow habit, you've got a hold of the blow.
What happens when the blow habit just runs away?
Then you're out of cash and shaking and pissed off and not happy.
Hmm.
Sweaty.
Then you need to get more money or more blow. And that would be where the
right. That's how I got into debt with the payday loan places.
Really? Did they make you S a D there?
No.
No?
And a lady, I actually got a lady fired from one of the payday loan places because I talked her into giving me another loan when she totally shouldn't have.
Really? And then told her, I totally told her I was going to use this for cocaine. And she said, yeah, sure, bring me back some. And I
got her to give me an
almost. You might want a drug tester now.
I got her to give me almost an $800 loan.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Nice. And I didn't have a job.
How much of that you still owe now?
None. Uh-huh. I paid all that shit off. Buying and selling.
I like how you pay your bullshit payday loan shit off, but not your like medical bills. Like you can't.
I gotta keep those clean in case I need to go back and get another loan.
Oh right, for more medical bills.
Right.
Next time you get sick.
Right. Well, it's kind of like a small business loan, you know.
Kind of is with you know like 40% APR. It's great.
Key or something.
I'll give you three times what you give me, because I'm gonna spend it on blow. So, She deteriorated, spoke languages, witchcraft, of course. She would scratch herself against the wall naked like a snake. I bet that was fun for everyone that came over to visit.
That's kind of awkward.
What's your what is she doing? She's a snake. Look at her.
She's slithering.
God, she's on cocaine also. Oh.
Okay. Just let her slither. It's cool.
So on the tapes the guy had, the three are heard discussing details of the alleged plot, including how the wife of 40 years would be abducted and killed.
Okay.
Quote, "We're going to try to really make it look like a kidnapping, are we not?"
Are we not?
Patriotis asks, are we not? We are, wink wink. It's going to be a kidnapping, you know? Anderson agrees, and Patriotis says the hitman should push him out of the way and tie him up to further the appearance of a kidnapping. I'm just going to grab her, Anderson is heard saying. I got a way of putting a person in a sleeper and breaking her neck in a second with this finger. It's the Vulcan.
You know who can do that, actually?
Spock, Mr. Spock.
Is Steven Seagal from Machete. Which we have to talk about in a minute, man.
That was a good movie.
I still did not see that.
I really enjoyed that. I actually enjoyed it so much. The show notes I wrote were about Lindsay Lohan because she just got a warrant out for her arrest, and I thought it was fun that.
You know, that was like the perfect. She was born to play that role.
That was her. She all played over. Lindsay Lohan, starring Lindsay Lohan, playing Lindsay Lohan.
It was perfect.
On drugs.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
You got high and played yourself on drugs. And you got paid like $5 million to do that. I could get high and play myself on TV or movies for $5
million. I could totally do that and then stay high for a long time.
How much cocaine could you get a hold of for $5 million?
Enough to last me a year or two.
Do you think you would die? Would you just overdose? Would you die? Probably yes. Okay.
Let's call Lindsay Lohan.
I would die.
Lindsay Lohan.
Happy.
How have you managed to do cocaine for so long and not kill yourself? Because we would totally just kill ourselves on it.
Yeah.
You have some self-control and we salute you for
that. I would make a room and just have all my coke in that room.
Like Scrooge McDuck, but with coke.
And I would swim in my cocaine.
Scrooge McCloak.
Wow. I would sleep in my cocaine.
That'd be horrible.
Breathe it in all night long.
I would leave you and go to another country and never see you again.
No, you'd help me sell it and become rich.
No,
you'd get stuck in that room with me, dude.
Here's your $1,000 cut from my $5 million. I'll see you later.
I'd be like, hey, babe, you want to do some blow? You're like,
No, I'm going to Amsterdam where there's actually real blow.
You'd walk in to say goodbye and be like, all right, just one little dip in the coke.
Like 5 months later, dead.
Wasn't I leaving? Oh, wait.
Rats on cocaine.
We
right
found
there.
Him dead in an empty swimming pool.
Face down.
Yes.
Oh God. Can we stop talking about coke now?
Uh-oh. I'm just saying.
You're getting the itch.
I love cocaine.
Nice. A little
so
bumpy
bad.
Bump, huh?
No, you know,
do you have any idea how much I love cocaine?
Hey, Sean, should we tell her now? Do you want to give it to her now?
No, let's make her wait for it.
You want to make her wait?
Just
okay,
a little
you
bit.
Can wait for it. I thought that was the greatest idea, too. I'm like, dude, she loves that shit so much. She's going to be so stoked on you.
I know.
And
totally
me
scored.
Totally stoked.
Something. But I won't tell you what it is.
That's right.
You'll have to guess.
But it's something you totally like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A lot of.
Let me guess.
All the time.
You adopted a baby for me because that's so what I want.
We got you a brand new baby. Yeah.
Straight from Tanzania. Just for you.
Yay.
Oh, I totally thought someone in the chat said meth was where it was at. Oh, crack! Crack is whack. Okay.
No, Ashnot says meth is so fucking good.
Awesome. Thank you.
Nice.
Good deal.
Thank you, mother of three.
Two.
Sorry.
God.
Sorry.
You total D-bag.
Meth is kind of like a baby at that point, though.
I've never touched meth, so I'll stay away from
meth
that.
Is pretty good. Okay, I'll give
coke.
It to you. Meth is pretty good.
I like coke because you can do a couple
but it gets really bad really quick.
Yeah, that's why I won't mess
like
with
after
it.
Night three and you're crawling your eyeballs out because you just want to go to sleep, but you can't, so you actually claw your eyeballs out and go to the hospital and then they put you to sleep.
See, every time I did it, I was like, after a day, I'm like, okay, I need to get the fuck out of here before I spend 3 days, 4 days, a week doing this shit.
Yeah.
That's probably why I kind of like quit doing it altogether.
Ashnut says, fuck you, Matt. Nice mustache.
Thank you. What does doing meth have to do with my nice mustache?
Oh, wow.
Do I have some meth in it?
Yes, you do.
I took a shower.
Look like, I don't know, Geraldo Rivera with mustache.
Awesome.
Or no, maybe
that's what
it's,
I was
maybe
going
it's
for.
Burt Reynolds.
That's actually what it was.
I can't put my finger on
when
it.
When I ordered it out of the catalog, that's what it was called. The Geraldo Rivera, number 43.
I got the Ethan Hawke.
I see that. I see that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, they're probably all going to jail. They tried to extort $1 million from, and a Hummer.
Okay.
Or they would send the tapes to his wife. And of course he, I mean, where am I going to get $1 million? So, yeah, well, that's what happens when you do coke.
Yeah. You know what I do, baby, and I'm doing it. Cocaine.
Hey,
little
so
boy,
Dr. Roxo, everyone.
So, can we talk about Machete?
Oh,
Machete?
Did you want to? Sure,
yes.
Sure.
We watched that
I
movie.
I have not seen
we
it.
We did
thanks.
Not in the theaters.
No.
Also,
well,
on the couch
you know.
Here.
We watched it legally, though.
That's right. We always do.
You know,
we actually review movies for a
we do.
Living. It's
we
not a very good living, but.
It's something to do.
It's
when
something
we're
to
sitting
do.
Around smoking pot.
And
pretty
hey,
much.
Just the satisfaction I get getting movies before anyone else and then totally blowing the endings on Twitter, just it's where it's at.
You know,
man.
Jamhole's kind
fuck
of the go to crew.
That's where it's at, dude. You blow an ending for someone like that, that is a high you have never felt, my friend.
Oh, man.
Never. I'm chasing that first one still.
Can I have a hit of that tonight while we're talking about Machete?
Yeah, sure.
No, I can't.
I'll
I
let
can't
you. You
it.
Go ahead and blow this one, bud.
Nah, I can't.
It's your first one. It's gonna be good.
All right.
Okay.
This movie was fucking brilliant. Okay, it was just classic, over the fucking top. Like, what are they called? Spaghetti westerns? You know, I don't know. What the fuck they called?
Yes,
but
it was a Rodriguez ode film.
What
I guess.
What was that actor's name?
Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo, the big fucking mean Mexican dude.
Right.
Hey, Danny Trejo, you were born to play Machete.
You are Machete.
There's none that could have done
and
it
I
like
believe
you.
Steven Seagal. Oh, thank you. Steven Seagal was born to play
Steven Seagal Lawman.
Steven Seagal Lawman, a.k.a. every other role he's ever been in his entire life, and probably Steven Seagal, husband, devoted father.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do that?
He was
I'll
pretty
beat your ass.
He was pretty funny in this movie, but he had the worst Mexican accent I've ever fucking heard, dude.
We talked about that a long time ago when Lawman first came out, and I was watching it just for something to do. And yeah, and whenever he would be around black people, he'd talk with a black person accent.
Oh yeah,
and then you know he'd be around Mexicans, and he'd be like ASA, and then. He'd be around white people and he'd just, I don't even know.
Well, he is an actor. They're kind of like spies, man. They can do that kind of shit.
I think he really believes it, though. Hmm. I think he thinks he's all these things rolled into one, and that's why he's so hard to kill.
Is it like when I'm around my family and that southern shit comes out really bad?
Or when
yeah,
you
like
just
when
get riled up, or when you're talking?
What?
Whenever you talk.
Talk about
it's
fishing?
Not that bad.
Fishing.
Can we talk about
gators and cocaine? Look at her. Gators and cocaine. Sean, should we give it to her now?
Can you say gator and cocaine?
What?
Yeah.
Gators and cocaine? There's no accent there, okay?
Really?
Really.
I heard a little one.
No.
Prove us wrong. Do it again.
Hi.
Gators and cocaine.
Hey.
Okay, that
hi.
Was pretty good.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
What are you doing?
What?
Hi.
Your fake accent
hi.
Sucks balls.
Hey. There it was.
God.
Your fake accent sucks balls.
I did
that was
not.
Pretty bad.
Okay.
Twang.
You got a better Jewish accent.
Yeah. Okay. His Australian accent's really good.
It is. It's
lovely.
Is it I'm paint or whatever?
Canadian, great.
Yeah.
Good, pretty good Canadian.
My southern accent
I've worked
is sexy.
On that. Okay. I've worked on
it's
that
hot.
For a long
it's like,
time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to be hanging out September 25th at Anna's. Who's going? Are you going?
I'm not.
What are we doing?
I can't get the day off.
Yeah.
So.
What the fuck? I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I actually have to work too.
Sean's going, so. Yeah. Are you ladies coming with? Is that kind of what you came here for?
Okay. You know, that whole thing looked pretty gay, so I was like,
yeah,
you know, I'm just...
Actually, I canceled it, so...
I decided to go to work instead.
Nice.
Yeah.
The cool thing is, I got the refund for everyone else's plane ticket.
Oh, yeah.
I called up, I was like, hi, my name's MDS. I'm not going to be making that trip. I'm not going to be making that trip to Montana. If you can just put that money in the jaml.com/donate, I would really appreciate that. And they're like, hello? My name is Red Fox. I have a plane reservation. Yeah, I'm not going to be. Yeah. No, I guess we'll do it. I guess.
Yes, we will do
it. We are definitely.
It will be great because I bought a dress.
Assuming we don't get arrested on drug charges.
I bought a dress and it's good. I cut my hair. You guys can't see it because it's in my hat because I'm not showing you.
She also dyed it, so she
says. I did. I highlighted it. Pretty hot and got the dress
exactly the
got
same.
Some stuff to be wearing to the show.
You know what I got?
I know what you what? Got.
I don't know, should we give it to her now or
We can wait.
Okay, we'll wait.
I had a special request.
You guys
where
didn't
my,
give me anything. Okay unless it's some of that really awesome coke.
I guess we can just do it ourselves if she, I mean,
well,
she doesn't sound like she
right,
even
if
wants
you really
it.
Have something
so.
You're sharing.
There
I don't think
goes.
She's into it.
Awesome.
She'll have to find where we hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless she
if
goes up
your ass I'll
oh.
find it.
Oh.
Probably.
Well, at least it's kosher. So, yeah, we're going to Hot Springs. When is that? Thursday, huh?
Yeah.
I only have two more days of work this week. That's so awesome. So awesome.
I have one more day of work this week. Wait, no, I don't. One,
oh, yeah.
two, three,
and
maybe 3 days.
Most importantly, I am completely broke. So this...
As am I.
This trip is courteous to you and anyone else.
I only have like $80
money.
Left
Wonderful.
To my name.
I got a pretty good-sized jar of weed, though, so I think... That's my contribution.
Well,
that's to this.
A start, Matt. That's
and I will, try and be as entertaining and animated and lively as possible. I really will.
Well, I'm going to try and get an advance on my paycheck
for more cocaine. Fuck yeah! I fully agree that you should do that. Awesome. So, email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com, of course, is where all the shit's at. 406-204-4687. You leave us a message. And we'll see you guys fucking here. They're going to be here in a couple days.
So who's going to be on the show next? This next show?
Everybody.
Yes.
This house is going to be so fucking
Yes, we got
packed.
A Red Fox. We got an MDS.
We got these two.
Got these
if they
two.
Come back from camping and not get eaten by bears.
Yes.
And this guy.
This guy.
Yeah, I'll be here.
I'm going to just let them do it.
I'll try. Yay.
In the key of D. Yay.
Oh, God.
I'll try to be more awake on the live.
Honestly,
chat.
I will introduce the show and then I will step aside and you guys can just fucking bro it out. I will let
Word.
You guys just get it done.
Wow.
And I will watch.
Sounds good.
You guys entertain me for once. You guys entertain me for once.
Oh, okay. I entertain you every night I stay.
And
over.
I know we had a special request, so this goes out to you, Danny, and we'll see you guys Wednesday for
right.
that show when everyone's here. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.